A movement in alternative living called co-housing is regaining popularity. The housing movement started in Denmark in the late 70s. American proponents describe co-housing as something between living in a condominium and living in a commune. From Ithaca, New York, John Miller reports on one of these communities.
4-year-old Zachary Charlevin rings the dinner bell at Eco Village at Ithaca, an environment-friendly, intentional community in central New York State. The bell hangs from the porch of a 5,000-square-foot common house where residents eat together 3 evenings a week. Sarah Pines is tonight's head cook.
So here's lasagna, regular, wheat-free, vegan, and mushroom-free. If people want to eat, they sign up. So you can see everybody signed up.
About 90 people live in Eco Village in 30 tightly clustered, super-insulated townhouses on a grassy hilltop with a sweeping valley view. In addition to sharing meals, they share laundry facilities, a guest room, a pedestrian main street, and 178 acres of forests and fields. They also look after each other's children, water each other's plants, and pitch in times of trouble. Get enough of them together, and they're liable to burst into song.
Oklahoma!
Nancy Brown is a 74-year-old widow. She has lived here since Eco Village opened 5 years ago.
I can't think of another way of life that could meet my needs more than this. And my needs aren't really weird. I just like a good community.
Community has been co-housing's biggest selling point since it crossed the Atlantic from Denmark 10 years ago. Now 49 co-housing communities are in operation in this country. Another 120 or so are in the works. The neighborhood here in Ithaca is one of the best known. People come from all over the country to apply for permission to join. The arrangement is similar to a co-op apartment. Residents buy shares and are free to sell when they want to leave. Ilan Shapiro moved here with his family from San Francisco a year ago.
It's a lot of work doing community and co-housing. You have to have the stomach to put up with a lot of emails and a lot of meetings. But the overall experience of connectedness is light years ahead of what our life was like before, even though we had great friends before and great cultural stuff where we lived. It just didn't feel like it was of a piece. And here it feels connected. It feels right.
It can also be more expensive, often 15% more per square foot than conventional housing, thanks mainly to extra energy-saving features and the cost of building a common house. But the units themselves tend to be much smaller and more tightly built than normal houses, which lowers day-to-day costs considerably. Co-housing is definitely a growth industry here in Ithaca. Recently, Eco Village held a groundbreaking ceremony for a second housing cluster about 50 yards from the first one. 34-year-old Sarah Kabakoff, her husband Rob Champion, and their daughter Talia had been living on a mountaintop in Northern California. They hope to move into a new place here this winter.
We've lived in many beautiful places in remote areas, but the one thing that was lacking was a strong community, and we're happily willing to give up beautiful, exquisite views and homes to move across country to be somewhere where we thought would provide what we really needed in our family, which was to be surrounded by a community like this.
Co-housing takes its inspiration from the commune movement of the 1960s, but it's been updated. The people here drive Subarus and Hondas to office jobs in town or telecommute for high-tech companies. If they want community, they can have it. If they want privacy, it's right inside their super-insulated doors. It's a hybrid, these people say, that makes sense for the times. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Ithaca, New York.